a cold winter forecast. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. It's that time of year again as summer fades and the predictions start coming in for the kind of winter we're in store for.
Everybody wants to know, what's the winter going to hold and what's the weather going to, is it going to change or is it going to be warm? Do we have global warming? Well, we think that chivalry is not dead, that it's going to be some cold weather coming, and that this winter will be noted for the cold as much as it will be for anything else.
Farmers Almanac editor Peter Geiger says Tennesseans can expect a much colder winter with not so much precipitation.
There's a couple spots in the country that might not be as cold, but I think for the folks in the south, particularly in Tennessee, it is going to be a cold winter. I think that precipitation will be normal, but I think that it'll at least be cold, and you'll at least know the winter has come, and hopefully at the end it will go.
Geiger says the Farmer's Almanac, which is the 190th edition that's out now, is packed full of interesting facts, articles, and of course the long-range weather outlook.
We've been doing our weather in a very similar fashion for almost 190 years. It's based upon a mathematical formula that is applied to sunspot activity, planet positions, the effect that the moon has on the Earth. It allows us to do our weather 2 years in advance. And we're told that we're anywhere from 75 to 85% accurate.
And again, lots of useful information from the Farmer's Almanac and did-you-know kinds of things that may surprise you.
If you go camping, you bring a bag of Doritos, and that can act as your kindling. If you just have wood but you don't have any kindling, you kind of light up with some Doritos. We have stories about myths about houseplants, myths about bees. We have stories about how to survive hurricanes, how to survive tornadoes. Just a wealth of information in the Farmer's Almanac.
The Green and Orange 2007 Farmer's Almanac, now available at your favorite bookstore, and you can go online at farmersalmanac.com. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.